Hi guys, I'm Funda.
Hi there, I'm Rodrigo.
And we are at the Stranger's Corner again.
Oh yeah.
Today we want to talk about, now we are in our Erasmus period, and do we really have to change?
In our what?
Erasmus period. Come on.
Okay.
Okay, Ron.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Rodrigo.
Okay, so what music are you going to play for us today?
Our first song is Break Free from Queen.
Okay, let's listen it. Rock and roll.
I want to break free.
Question after that song. Break free from what specifically? What do you think you should break free when you go to another country?
Specifically, maybe everything. Like, there is a lot of young people here. I think some of them are escaping from their parents, their familiar faces from school, their countries.
Okay.
And we are all in a different country right now. So maybe they wanted to show themselves as another person, a different person.
But would it be escaping, you know, if you're in a, I don't know, break free maybe of your parents? Is that escaping from them? Or is it maybe you're looking for freedom?
Freedom or maybe some adventures.
Yeah, of course, that makes sense. That makes sense. But when you speak about escaping, I always think about you being in a jail. And I don't know if, of course, sometimes you may feel like that when you're with your parents or, I don't know, with your friends. But I would say it's more you're escaping, you're looking for your freedom, find yourself. You want to find who you are, which is...
Yes, that could be even better. But I don't think everyone think that way.
Yeah, it's true. So how does people think? How do you think? Tell me.
You know, I'm different than you guys because I'm 32 and I've been there. Yes. I've been there. Do you ask for me, this Funda, this 32 years old Funda, I don't need to change anything about me. I don't try to be different or act like a different person because I know who I am. I know what I want to be.
That's good.
Yeah, but I'm okay.
Let me make it more personal then, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Let me
shoot.
Know.
Shoot.
But what brought you here in the first place?
I was working at a university. They are getting change and I don't like it. And I wanted to change something in my life. Not me. So I explore my options. What should I go next? I return to my master degree and I see there is a chance for me to come Erasmus. And it's in Italy that I love. I'm in love with Italy, everything. And I learned some Italian back then. And I wanted to come here. So I wanted to change a little bit of scene for me.
But in a certain sense, you did break through something you were living, you know?
Yes.
So it's, in the end, you're also trying to...
Yes, but
escape, maybe.
Escape, I don't name it.
Escape, it's a problem. The world of escaping, the word has many connotations. We should change it. Maybe you wanted to...
Explore maybe, but escape not in my condition because I loved my life back in Turkey too. So I it's not for me to find another thing. Maybe another place, maybe some different experience. But I'm here, I don't change anything with me. If you know the Funda from Istanbul, I'm the same. I didn't change anything with me.
I don't know, guys.
Yes.
If you're listening to this, you have to tell me because I have no idea.
Come.
I just know the famous Funda from Perugia.
Come to Istanbul and you know what I mean.
But yeah, that's a great way of looking at it. I think it's right. But as you were saying, many people also want to, they think they are in Erasmus and they have this great opportunity to be whoever they want. But what do you think about it? Like, you think, is it like that? Because you're still the same person when you came here. Like, of course, you want to break free or you want to change something in your life. But that doesn't mean you have to be whoever you want. Like, of course, if you want to be whoever you want, that's great. Be it. But you don't have to come here to be whoever you want, you know?
Yes.
Why is there a need to change all your context to break free? And that's a problem, I think, that goes beyond. It's not about like just Erasmus student, but it's about how life is developing lately. You know, like you're used to certain schemes in life and you feel sometimes, or maybe I'm speaking by myself, maybe I'm
course,
alone
you,
in this.
No.
I think about it like maybe for you to change something, you have to break free from these schemes that attach you to the reality, you know. So when you go to another place, you're starting, it's like a restart. You're in a new reality. But I don't think you need to change who you are. Because
yes,
that's something
you
carry with you. Like, it's not about, oh, I'm in Italy, I'm going to be, well, I don't know.
Crazy. Full crazy.
You could actually. Like, if you really want, you should. But I feel some people just do it because people is always saying, oh, you're in Erasmus. But...
Yeah, fuck that. You're in Erasmus.
Right? Yeah, you're in Erasmus. Okay, yeah, that's right. But you really have to do what you feel like doing, not because I believe you don't have to push the bar just because people are saying, oh, you're in Erasmus, fuck it. Or should you? Maybe I'm a wrong, you know, maybe I'm a a conservador, as we would say in Spanish, but I don't know. What do you think about it?
No, I don't think that you are a conservative person, no, because I know you. I agree with you. You shouldn't change who you are. If you are a party person, you can be party person here and you can be party person in your country. But if you are not and you are trying to adapt so hard, then you will have problems when you go back to your country because you can't adapt. You won't adapt there at this time.
Okay, yeah, it makes sense. Actually, something you can be more crazy when you're here and it makes sense. Because classes are not really hard. Erasmus students are looking some classes which are normally or the electives or the easy ones, if we can say so. So maybe that gives you a lot of free time for you to discover a new world.
Mm-hmm.
But not moving apart from what we were saying, I believe you're still the same person. Because if you have more free time, you have more time to be who you are or find yourself. But it's not about you have more time to fuck the world and be whoever you want to be, you know.
And you can explore yourself any time you want or anywhere you want. You can explore it. You can find your way. You can try to understand who you are. But I intend to say to change, to pretend someone is not like you.
There is a problem. Pretending.
Yes.
I think you can do whatever you want. And of course, we are not going to be here to look for you. But you can be whoever you want as long as you are true to yourself. Like,
yes.
don't try to satisfy others, which I know you might be thinking like, oh, that's obvious. But many times we do it and we don't even realize. We do it because, I don't know, we are, our subconscious is the way it's going automatically. So check it. Next time you're doing something for someone, maybe think why you're doing it. Of course, maybe you're doing it because you want to do it. That's great. I'm not saying every time you're going to be like that. But sometimes it can happen. You're doing it not because you want it, but you're doing it to please someone.
Yes.
And that's the problem you have to watch for.
You can let everything go if you want, let everything go. Not for a person, not for a condition, not for anything.
Yeah, that's great. It's a deep conversation. Think about it, guys. It's not as simple as it sounds when you start speaking.
Yeah, and I think we should have a break right now for a song because
too deep.
Too deep, yes.
What are you going to play for us, Funda?
I want to go with Queen and there is some In Contrario, but I will say Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't worry. We are not going to stop your philosophy lesson, but play it on.
Time, having a good time. Shooting star leaping through the sky like a time.
what kind of options we have here as a social life?
Well, that depends. What do you want to do? If you want a crazy nightlife, actually, I think Peru is pretty good in that. You have a lot of a variety of options. You have things you can do at night. Normally, you have things you can do at night. But also, you can enjoy the afternoon or you could do a picnic. I think Perugia offers this variety. What do you think about it?
This is not what I expected here. Because I think it's very obvious that I come from Istanbul and we have a 24 hours of the nightlife, never-ending nightlife there. Here, yes, it's I try to enjoy myself, actually. It's not like what I want, truly, but if this is I can get in Perugia, I can adapt and have fun with my friends. I can attend a lot of things. And in this particular subject, I agree with you. I like afternoon at Perugia. I like afternoons. I like to walk and doing some little picnics, having coffee somewhere with my friends or just myself. I like
it's great.
This part.
Perugia has a lot of varieties. Actually, if you come from a big city, I also come from one. I think at first you have like this encounter with the city because Perugia is a medieval city, as you may know.
Yes.
And when you arrive, you want to look at the big things. We're used, for example, in Bogota, I was used to, for example, going to the shopping mall.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a normal plan for me. I arrived here. There's no shopping mall, at least not in Perugia. Of course, if you're coming here, don't worry. You can go to Colestrada, ovvero Casar Village. But it's different. Like in Bogota, I didn't have to leave the city to go to one. And it sounds something superficial, but at the end, you get used to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The life in the city has to do with enjoying the environments. And if the environments have like these shopping malls where you find everybody, you get used to it, you know? I was used to it. So I think that it sounds really superficial, guys, but I think I was shocked because everything is small. Like the life they have here is different. Like I even believe they perceive life in a different sense.
Yes. And when you say this, I realize that I didn't miss the malls.
Actually, I don't like very much malls.
Yes.
In Bogota, I didn't like them much, but I was so used to them. Like I went probably once in a week that it was part of my routine. And I arrived here and it's like, boom, surprise. There's no shopping malls. So it's I didn't like them actually, but it's this, you get used to routine.
Get used to, yes.
And in a big city, I don't know how it's Istanbul, but Bogota is a very rush city.
Yes.
Everyone is just like going. You have a lot of things to do.
Running every time.
Perugia really, I love this part of Perugia, but Perugia is really nice. You can just sit in the park, in the bench at the park, and enjoy a great time by yourself, with your friends. You're going to feel the peace being here. At least that is what I felt. I don't know you. How has been your experience here?
No, you are right, actually. When I went to Bologna, I saw a couple of brands that I knew from Turkey and I lost my mind. Oh, how can I forget about this? But I did. I forget all about the brands, all about the shopping malls, everything. And about the Perugia part, yes, when you want to go for a walk, every time you see another side of the city, it's very cool, actually. You go this street and you see a view, you go another, you see another view. It's so cool, actually.
Actually, we've been here like for 2 months. I do believe I know about 40% of the city, maybe, because it's a borgo medievale. Mm-hmm. So you have like all these small like streets mm-hmm. you normally don't use because they are not part of the
center of the,
or where everyone goes to. So there's a lot of mini streets or streets I don't know, and I don't know if I will know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing. That's beautiful in Perugia. You can walk where whenever you want at any time of the night. I know this is not for everyone, but I really appreciate that. You know, like the sense of peace,
mm-hmm.
like even safety. Perugia is really safe, I feel.
Yes, I agree with you.
I've had no problem at all in Perugia. So it's amazing. It's changing the way you look at life. Maybe relaxing more. Maybe enjoying more life, which sometimes we forget to do when we are in the rush of the normal day-to-day life back in our home countries.
I like walking slow here. You can enjoy and see everything when you let yourself go. Here, we don't have to get in a race with time. We always have some more free time.
Actually, and they also say it's tip, but that teachers are really nice with Erasmus, like generally.
Yes,
I've lived what I've lived, they are really nice, but I've had no exams until now,
mm-hmm.
so I reserve my opinion about this. But it's been marvelous, like even studying, which is something that may tire a lot here. I don't know, it's crazy. You study for 1 hour, but then you go to drink a beer with some friends,
mm-hmm.
or you go to drink a coffee, or you go to wherever you want. You know, there is no control or whatsoever here. Like, I don't know if you have back in your home country, but...
Oh, yes.
but I feel we have, like, this sense of control, even by our friends, of people we know, because you may be watched by everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Here...
Yeah, you
it's
are
you by yourself, which is amazing. But tell me about persons here. What has been your social experience? I mean, like meeting persons, meeting people,
mm-hmm.
like interacting with others. How has it been? What recommendation would you give to our audience?
Erasmus people or general?
General people.
General. Let me think. In general, people are so nice. I never met a person that I will tell about, oh, he's horrible, never talk to him or her again. No, everyone is trying to be so nice.
What is your advice for someone that comes to Perugia and is a bit shy?
I recommend them to be more observative. Like, they should observe first who to trust, who to hang out, who to make a chat, start a chat. I think they should be cautious if they are shy, because they can't be delicate and they can get hurt if they are shy.
Could you get hurt in Perugia?
Maybe.
Is it possible to get hurt in an experience of this? Actually, that's a good question.
Yes.
Can you get hurt? Like, I mean, like not physically, because that, of course.
Of course not.
But emotionally.
Yes.
Can you get hurt?
Yes. Of
course. Do you want to tell more about that? Tell us more about that.
Oh, no. Everyone will cry if I... I'm joking. But of course, it's possible. You can get hurt here. Maybe you are much more an emotional person and the people next to you is not.
And actually, that shows us that it's not like, oh, you're Erasmus, we're free to do whatever you want, because you're still attached to your emotions.
Of course.
And that's why you answered perfectly. Of course, we can get hurt. But don't worry about this. Because anyways, if you do get hurt, which we hope you don't, you can always find more people. I've heard there are more than 30,000 students in Perugia.
Yes.
Which is, it's like 1/3 of the population, kind of. So it's, no. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But it's a lot of students. So it's great. You just have to, I think it's about breaking habits and getting yourself out of the zone of comfort, not getting comfortable with someone, but trying to take the best of the experience, basically.
Again, that's a good closing line from you.
It was so fast.
Yes.
I didn't say that. That's not my closing line normally. I just want to say it's not my closing line.
Okay. I'm not saying anything.
Forget it. Just think about this. Not this. Think about the one we were speaking before. And enjoy the ride.
Bye, guys.
Good night. Walks slowly down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beast, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey. Another one bites the dust. Hey.